So the World Trade Center attacks happened when I was 16. They were on my second day of sixth form, which is when I do my main school leaving exams. So I started school the day before, and it was my second day, and we spent the complete day the complete afternoon from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock in small groups doing these projects. I think we were talking about the environment, and we were thinking about ways to persuade people to protect the environment. And at 4 o'clock, when school finished, I got on the school bus to take me home, and we had special buses that were specifically for my school. It wasn't for everybody, it was only my students from my school. And I've got 4 minutes left. We were always with the same students every day. So there were these two boys who were in the year above me, and they were always joking and laughing, and I never believed anything they said. And they got on the bus and they said, "Did you hear about the World Trade Center? Did you hear that a plane has hit each tower and that a plane has hit the Pentagon?" And I just laughed at him. I thought he was joking. I didn't believe it at all. And then when I got home, I'm crying already when I'm thinking about it. When I got home, I switched on the TV and I was watching the footage. And I was really angry with the people from my school, because everybody in my school, we had a television in every classroom. And so all the other classrooms, they'd been watching the news as it happened and talking about it together. But half of my year were in this one room together, and they didn't show it to us, they didn't tell us. And we just got on the bus and saw it. And I got home and I just was crying for 2 or 3 hours. And the picture of the people jumping off the tower, that I'm crying now when I'm thinking about it, it always makes me cry, because I think not only is it bad that they killed those people, but that the world changed. For me, that was the time when the world changed, and that after that, nothing will ever be the same. Everything changed. Yeah, so that